The black flag of ISIS is casting a shadow over Jerusalem. Mongolia, 1 month to win one nation. And a prison ministry is looking for the right stuff to fill a hole. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS is warning certain people in Jerusalem to leave before it's too late. Open Doors USA spokeswoman Emily Fuentes.
We have received a threat that the Islamic State has said that they want to carry out an attack specifically against Christians by the end of Ramadan.
That's the end of this week. It's not just Christians they're targeting either. ISIS is also targeting others who aren't living under Sharia law, like Hamas and Fatah. People are taking the threat seriously because of ISIS's brutal reputation. But one can hope.
In a lot of regions, too, sometimes these threats will, in fact, just remain threats.
Believers are praying to that end. More than that, they're asking you to join them.
The number one thing that persecuted Christians ask for is that we share our stories so more can be prayed. They know the impact of the body of Christ praying around the world.
At missionnetworknews.org, you'll find two more ways to help: advocate and give.
It's important for us to be people whose faith is in action. Not just words, but deeds.
It's the last week of Ramadan, and every Muslim is searching for God. The last 10 days of Ramadan are thought to be especially spiritual. Midnight prayers are underway in many countries. As Muslims step up their efforts, more of your prayers are needed, too. 86% of the world's Muslims have never even met a Christian. That's over 1,000 people groups. Perry LaHaye of Frontiers USA.
At the current rate of us getting into these unengaged groups, it's going to take another 53 years to just send the first teams.
Frontier sends teams to these people groups with one mission: introduce Muslims to the one who died to save them. Want to help? Discover what you can do to reach Muslims for Christ at missionnews.org.
You know, someone listening right now needs to get it and to be a champion for this cause. Someone must be willing to perhaps become a nuisance with this message.
This is Mission Network News. Only 1% of the people of Mongolia are believers, but Reach Beyond is rising to that challenge. They're partnering with the Far East Broadcasting Company to take on a huge project to work with local believers to put a Christian radio station in each of Mongolia's 21 provinces. While that might seem like a tall order, they already have 6 stations running and plan on adding 3 more this year. Help them fund these stations through a link at missionnews.org. Ever heard of Abkhazia? It's a disputed territory that borders Russia, and for the physically disabled, it's a tough place to live. Much of its infrastructure was destroyed in war with Georgia, and wheelchairs are scarce. SOAR International has responded by shipping wheelchairs, a handicapped van, and other necessities to a church in Abkhazia. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
Trying to get goods is difficult. There's high unemployment rates, not a lot of jobs, and it's not always easy to find some of this stuff, even in Russia, to bring it across the border.
These supplies aren't just meeting needs, they're bringing Christians together.
On one of my first trips over there, several people came up to me and said, you know, we know that politically we should be enemies because the U.S. supported Georgia in the war in the 90s. But they said, we are children of God and we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Donate to SOAR's Abkhazia ministry through a link at our web story. And if you have a passion for sharing Christ's redeeming power with others, then we've got an opportunity for you. Crossroad Bible Institute's looking for somebody to lead their ministry, which equips the body of Christ to make disciples in prison. Inmates often think second chances are impossible, but Jesus died so everybody could have new life through him. Ask the Lord what he's calling you to do, and then learn more about this opportunity at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have Mission News delivered daily to your personal email address, sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner ad, fill out the information, and you'll get these emails every day, Monday through Friday. I'm Greg Yoder.